I know you've seen the old fence rail laying around some of the nowadays, I reckon. Once in a while you can find them. Well, this place right here, not far from Francis over there, has got a little old place of rail fence there now, old fashioned rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little small place of it.
What about a kind of fence that you might have around your yard? Do you ever see a little fence about this high?
Yeah, I know. I see a lot of people use it, but I never didn't have any of it. Oh, I never did use it.
What other kinds of fences would they build out of wood when you were growing up?
There ain't none of this wire stuff. Nothing they made out of wire.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a boy, there wasn't no wire. Didn't ever see it. Didn't ever hear tell of it. Didn't know about it. No. Like I tell you about the can goes a while ago. I can remember now. You wouldn't think it, but I can remember when you couldn't go to a man's store and buy a can of tomatoes like you can nowadays, or a can of milk. It was not no such a thing as that in a man's store. You couldn't buy it. They didn't have it. It weren't there. Didn't keep that. The first can of milk, what we call condensed milk, you know, is a dime brand now, Eagle brand, and first one thing that now, you know. Huh?
Carnation.
Yeah, Carnation. Well, I remember when there was no such a thing. You couldn't buy a can of cream at no man's store. And I remember being polite to get right here, when I went with one little old store in town, you would buy nothing at. One. That was Regan Teaser down at the far end of Lemon Street. Regan Teaser run a little store down there at the boats. They brought it up to that, you know, the steamboat. Brought it up there to where they could get it at the end of the street. And,
Well, what about the streets? Were they paved or...?
Huh?
Was the streets paved?
No, nothing was but a muddy swamp.
Just a dirt road?
Just a dirt swamp, yeah. I rode my horse up and down Lumber Street, bitty deep in water.
Oh.
Yeah, a many times. Seen people ride them up and down there. A many times, bitty deep in water, right up and down Lemon Street, right where the courthouse is, and all along there. Yeah. When I was a kid, small boy, these little boys.
If you wanted to buy something or go to a store, the nearest store would be at Pulaski?
No, they got one right over here at Barton right here. But gee, he's got one right across the creek here. Hey, you can buy stuff there.
Is that a new store though, or have they always had that?
Yeah, he's putting up a new one down now. Uh-huh. He's building one, putting it up.
Mm-hmm. But that store's been there.
But the store he's in, has been there for several years.
What about when you were a boy? Where would you go if you needed to go to the store?
Slap to Palladio to Green
Cove
Springs.
How far away is Green
Cove
Springs?
I wouldn't know just how far it is from here. It must be about around 25 miles. Somewhere near there.
25 or 30.
Somewhere like that, yeah.
Palaski's closer, isn't it?
It's 10 miles from here to Palaski.
Sam, if you're going to put up a barbed wire fence, you say you'd have to dig holes for the...
Yeah, you'd have to dig holes to put the post down for what you want to.
How many of those would you have? You'd have...
Be old and what kind of how big a piece of ground you had to tell how many posts you had to have. One rule of barbed wire, a fence in a pretty good place of ground if it's put up right. But it takes a right smart of post to put it up.
Mm-hmm.
To enable the wire to hold it.
Did you ever see any kind of fence or wall made out of rock or stone?